didn't really want that title either. She found Elland and Ham conversing outside of the Imperial tent, which was in an early stage of disassembly. Though they stood out in the open, their mannerisms completely nonchalant, Vin was immediately struck by how far the two men were standing from the workers, as if Elland and Ham didn't want the men to hear. Burning tin, she could make out what they were saying long before she reached them.
"Ham," Elland said quietly, "you know I'm right. We can't keep doing this. The further we penetrate into the Western dominance, the more daylight we'll lose to the mists."
Ham shook his head.
"You'd really stand by and watch your own soldiers die, El?"
Ellen's face grew hard, and he met Vin's eyes as she joined them.
"We can't afford to wait out the mists every morning." "Even if it saves lives?" Ham asked.
"Slowing down costs lives," Ellen said. "Each hour we spend out here brings the mists closer to the central dominance. We're planning to be at siege for some time, Ham, and that means we need to get to Fadrix as soon as possible."
Ham glanced at Vin, looking for support. She shook her head.
"I'm sorry, Ham. Ellen is right. We can't have our entire army dependent upon the whims of the mists. We'd be exposed. If someone attacked us in the morning, our men would either have to respond and get struck down by the mists, or hide in their tents and wait."
Ham frowned, then excused himself, tromping through the fallen ash to help a group of soldiers pack away their tents. Vin stepped up beside Elland, watching the large soldier go.
"Kelsier was wrong about him," she finally said.
"Who?" Elland asked. "Ham?"
Vin nodded. "At the end, after Kelsier died, we found a last note from him. He said that he'd chosen the members of the crew to be leaders in his new government. Breeze to be an ambassador, Doxson to be a bureaucrat, and Ham to be a general. The other two fit their roles perfectly. But Ham..."
"He gets too involved," Elland said. "He has to know each man he commands personally, or it makes him uncomfortable. And when he knows them all that well, he grows attached."
Vin nodded quietly, watching Ham begin to laugh and work with the soldiers.
"Listen to us," Ellen said, callously talking about the lives of those who follow us. "Perhaps it would be better to grow attached like Ham. Maybe then I wouldn't be so quick to order people to their deaths."
Vin glanced at Ellen, concerned at the bitterness in his voice. He smiled, trying to cover it up, then glanced away.
"You need to do something with that Kolos of yours. He's been poking around the camp, scaring the men."
Vin frowned. As soon as she thought of the creature, she became aware of where it was, near the edge of the camp. It was always under her command, but she could only take direct full control of it when she concentrated. Otherwise, it would follow her general orders, staying in the area, not killing anything.
"I should go make sure the barges are ready to move," Ellen said.
He glanced at her, and when she didn't indicate that she'd go with him, he gave her a quick kiss, then departed. Vin moved through the camp again. Most of the tents were down and stowed, and the soldiers were making quick work of their food. She passed out of the perimeter and found Human, sitting quietly, ash drifting slightly against his legs. He watched the camp with red eyes, his face broken by the ripped skin, which hung from his right eye down to the corner of his mouth.
"Human,"
she said, folding her arms. He looked over at her, then stood, ash falling from his 11-foot, overly muscled, blue figure. Even with the number of creatures she'd killed, even knowing she controlled this one completely, Vin had a moment of reflexive fear as she stood before the massive beast, with its tightly stretched skin and bleeding ribs.
"Why did you come to camp?" she said, shaking off her panic.
"I am human,"
he said, with his slow, deliberate tone.
"You're Kolos," she said. "You know that."
"I should have a house,"
Human said.
"Like those."
"Those are tents, not houses," Vin said. "You can't come to camp like this. You have to stay with the other Kolos."
Human turned, glancing toward the south where the Koloss army waited, separate from the humans. They remained under Ellen's control, 20,000 in number, now that they'd picked up the 10,000 that had been waiting with the main bulk of the army. It made more sense to leave them under Ellen's control since, in terms of raw power, he was a much stronger allomancer than Vin. Human looked back at Vin.
Why?
Why do you have to stay with the others? Vin asked. Because you make the people in the camp uncomfortable.
Then they should attack me, Human said.
That's why you're not a human, Vin said. We don't attack people just because they make us uncomfortable.
No,
Human said.
You make us kill them instead.
Vin paused, cocking her head. Human, however, just looked away, staring at the human camp again. His beady red eyes made his face hard to read, but Vin almost sensed a longing in his expression.
You're one of us, Human said.
Vin looked up. Me?
You're like us, he said. Not like them.
Why do you say that? Vin asked. Human looked down at her.
Mist, he said.
Vin felt a momentary chill, though she had no real idea why. What do you mean? Human didn't respond. Human, she said, trying another tactic. What do you think of the mists?
They come at night.
Vin nodded. Yes, but what do you think of them? Your people. Do they fear the mists? Does it ever kill them?
Swords kill,
Human said.
Rain doesn't kill. Ash doesn't kill. Mist doesn't kill.
Fairly good logic, Vin thought. A year ago, I would have agreed with it. She was about to give up on the line of reasoning, but Human continued.
I hate it, he said.
Vin paused.
I hate it because it hates me,
Human said. He looked at her.
You feel it?
Yes, Vin said, surprising herself. I do. Human regarded her, a line of blood trailing out of the ripped skin near his eye,